Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We have been talking about prayer for the last 3 or 4 weeks, and today we continue with a prayer subject, and our title is New Covenant Prayer. New Covenant Prayer. And the Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6. Here it says, but the ministry of Jesus has received is a superior to theirs, as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, and it's founded on better promises. Amen. I have ministered on 5 different continents, but I found all the same problem in every church wherever I went. When there is a prayer meeting, Christians are not attending. Why is there so little interest in prayer? Because prayer has been taught wrongly for many years. Therefore, prayers are boring, and of course, if you find it boring, there are no results. When Jesus was on earth, people were operating under the law, the Old Testament. The prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray was under the Old Covenant. You will notice that it does not include "in the name of Jesus." Still, many pray the Lord's Prayer. They don't realize they are praying wrong. The New Covenant Prayer is different because it is led by the New Covenant. The New Testament is a new contract. It is the will of the Lord Jesus, and is sealed with the blood of Jesus. It is established on better promises. In the Old Testament, if the Old Testament was perfect, there would no need for it to pass away. But finding fault with it, God made a new covenant, as it says in Hebrews 8:6. There are many people who have been saved. They have been filled with the Holy Spirit for many years, but they never read their contract. They are quick to tell you that God works in different ways and you never know what he's going to do. But they don't realize that their new covenant will tell them what God is going to do. In John chapter 6, verse 16, verse 23, says, "In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give." Here, Jesus begins to teach the disciples about the new covenant rules for prayer. When he said, "In that day," he spoke about Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit would come upon all the believers. In that day, when the new covenant is in operation, then you will ask him nothing. Jesus supplied every need for the disciples while he was here on earth. He fed the multitudes in the wilderness. When Peter needed tax money, he said, "Go fishing, and the first fish will have the tax money in his mouth." Jesus healed the sick, he raised the dead, he cast out evil spirits. And even with all this taking place, he turned to them one day and said, It is good for you when I leave. I didn't go. If I didn't go away, you would not receive the Holy Spirit that will come upon you. What he said was that until he goes, his Holy Spirit will not come. That means the new covenant would still not be enforced. He said that the new covenant was even better for us than if he had stayed for us, stayed here on earth. John 14, verse 12, it says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. We are expected to do greater works than Jesus did after the Holy Spirit has come upon us. Then it says in John 16, verse 23 and 24, in that day you will no longer ask me anything, but I tell you the truth, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. Until now you have not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. If your joy is not full, then you have to ask the Father to give you, because Jesus promised the fullness of joy in our lives. His will for us who are under the new covenant, is that our joy be full. Jesus told us to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. We have authority to use the name, but we are not to pray to Jesus. We are not praying to Jesus, but in his name. The Father will answer our prayers when we pray according to his rule book, the Bible. You must fulfill your part of the covenant or contract. The one element that makes prayer work is faith. Faith is a spiritual law designed to unlock the treasure of the unseen. The Word of God is a word of faith. Praise the Lord. The Word of God is a work of faith. Prayer gets its power from faith, and faith works by love. Some people have the idea that prayer makes faith work, but this is not true. Faith makes prayer work. Faith will work without prayer, but prayer doesn't work without faith. You can put your faith to work through prayer, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up, as it says in James 5:15. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 7, it says, when you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do, for they think that they will be healed for their many words. Glory to God. There are those who say, just keep praying. If God doesn't answer, just keep praying and praying and praying. Keep bombarding the gates of heaven. But some people think they get more answers if more people are praying for the same thing. But you cannot change God by praying. You cannot change God. God said, I am the Lord and I change not. In Malachi 3:6. You can change yourself by praying and getting yourself in line with the word of God. Prayer changes things, but it doesn't change God. King Hezekiah is a good example. God sent a prophet to tell him, but put your house in order because you're going to die. Hezekiah turned his face to the wall. He prayed, he repented, and changed his position with God. Then God said, you will live another 15 years. Many think that the prayer of Hezekiah changed the mind of God. But it was God's will that he should have the fullness of life. That was his will. But Hezekiah got out of the will of God, and so God said, you shall die a premature death. When he repented, God said, now you will live. We do not change God by praying, for he does not change. You cannot talk God into something that you want. Faith moves God and not prayer alone. Matthew 6:7. When you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do. When you pray, do not use vain repetition as the heathen do. We are talking about the prayer of petition. Someone says, but Jesus prayed in the garden the same prayer 3 times. That was a prayer of dedication. And he said, not my will, but your will, Lord, shall be done. You can pray the prayer of dedication many times over and over again. But when it comes to a petition, be specific and rest in the word of God. When Elijah made a test with the 400 prophets of Baal, he said, you offer your sacrifice, and the God who answered by fire, he will be the real God. They cried and begged and pleaded, and Elijah made mockery of them, and he said, why don't you pray louder, because maybe your God is sleeping. They began to cry louder, cut themselves in their body. These are the heathen prayers that Jesus was talking about when he said, don't use vain repetition as the heathen do. They pray the same thing over and over. They pray from morning till evening without any response, because Baal is not a god. Then Elijah put the altar together, put water over the sacrifice, and he prayed a small prayer, and the fire came. It's not length of prayer that moves God. You will not be heard for much speaking. God answers prayer in the legal ground of the new covenant. We have authority to use that name of Jesus. We have a covenant with the Father through Jesus Christ. Jesus has sealed it with his blood, and God will honor it with the name of Jesus. We'll honor the name of Jesus. There are people who are praying a problem. There was a woman in the church, and she stood up and said, I want all of you to pray together with me because my husband is getting worse. He won't go to church, and I have been praying for 25 years, but he just gets worse and worse. This lady was holding fast to her problem. If she had prayed in faith, she wouldn't have prayed all those 25 years. She would have praised God and thanked God for the power that was working on her behalf. And her husband would have been saved many years ago. She has bound God by the word of her mouth. You can bind God by the word of your mouth. The Bible says you can have what you say. If she prayed and said, "My husband is getting worse," then she received what she prayed, what she said. She made a mistake by praying wrong. You can pray wrong. Jesus said, whatever things you desire when you pray, believe that you receive it. She didn't desire her husband to be worse. She didn't desire for him to stay home. Why was she praying that way? She was deceived by Satan, held in bondage by the words of her mouth. In fact, she was holding her husband under bondage. She had taken him out of God's hands and couldn't work, so God couldn't work on her behalf. Because in prayer, she was saying the things that she did not desire. She was holding fast to her problem. Never pray your problem. People, never pray your problem. If you pray your problem, it will get worse. If you pray the problem, you lose your ability over the enemy. Pray the problem, and it will grow great, and your faith will flee away on the wings of doubt. Pray the things that you desire. Pray for the things you desire. Go to the Word of God and find out what the Word says about it. You will find that the Word says, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe that you have received them. So you can pray the desire. And to use this woman again, "Father, I desire my husband to be saved and filled with the Holy Spirit. I ask you to send laborers across his path to witness to him. As I'm praying right now, I believe that I receive it in the name of Jesus. I cast all my anxiety upon you, all my cares I pushed on you. And when I get up in the morning, I will not pray about this issue again. I will continue to thank you for it is done." Now we have returned God's words to him. And he said, "My word will not return to me void." When you return God's word to him, he will perform it. It may not happen overnight. You need patience. But it will happen. Learn to be silent before God. Don't use vain repetitions. Don't pray the same prayer over and over again. You know, when a farmer goes on the field and sows seed, he doesn't go next morning and say, "Oh, there's nothing here. I have to turn it over again and sow seed again." He would never get rich. He would never get rich. He would starve to death. So don't pray the same thing again. God has certain laws by which he works. And God has power to do anything. Many times he can't use his power on our behalf, because if he did, he would violate his word. If he did some of the things that we ask, he would have to lie. We have prayed beyond his ability to answer because of our violation of the rules of concerning prayer. So if we don't keep our rules, he cannot work on our behalf. Satan has deceived many Christians to pray about their problems. The more you pray the problem, the more you see the problem. The more you see the problem, the more you believe the problem. This problem will grow because you keep it always before you. You tell others about the problem, they say, yes, surely, you do have a problem. You do. And then they go and they tell other people, and before long, 50 people agree that you have a problem. Then you do have a problem. So Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, if two of you agree on concerning anything, it will be done for you. So if you agree on a problem, it will be done for you. Can you see the deception of Satan? He has deceived us by twisting the word of God around so that we use it against ourselves. If he can distort the word of God so that your prayers are ineffective, he has defeated you. But praise God, we have victory in the name of Jesus. Submit yourself, therefore, unto God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Also in prayer. May God touch you. May God lead you as you pray. Pray according to the new covenant prayer.
Amen.
Amen.